I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this
is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level, everybody. My energy is low and weird, so I'm hoping I pick it up. It's just, I don't know when this will air, but when we're recording this, there's a retrograde coming next month. And I always feel Mercury retrogrades early. I don't know why that is. I've asked astrologers to try to explain it to me. Like, is there something in my birth chart? But it happens all the time. I couldn't upload shit. Like, our Patreon was late this week. Our YouTube is still uploading behind this recording software I have going. So it's a time.
Yeah. I was getting a million messages this morning. Oh, it hasn't posted. It hasn't posted. I'm like, it will.
Yeah. I was in Vegas this weekend and there was a crazy windstorm. Mm-hmm. And I think that just like fucked up my Wi-Fi.
They were talking like 70 mile an hour winds or something like that.
It was nuts. There were like downed trees in my neighborhood and crazy. Like it'll be to the point where you're driving and you feel your car shake, which is a little scary.
That is scary. That is so scary.
Yeah.
And you have to watch out not to be driving next to like big old trucks and stuff like that because they can tip over if they're not full.
Stop it right
now. I've seen them tipped over.
Ew.
Like on the 5 and stuff.
Oh, no.
It's scary.
Yeah, I don't like that. But Nick got a new car.
He did.
With a bow.
With a bow. You guys, I'm so jealous. He just sent me a picture and he's picking it up with a friend right now. And there's a giant bow on it. I didn't have a giant bow on mine when I got my car.
Yeah, that's so festive. I love it.
I said I'm jealous of the bow.
I know. That's so cool. What else has been going on this weekend?
Just working on some projects and stuff that I'm hoping will come to fruition soon that I'm mm-hmm. super excited about. I'm not trying to tease it at the same time, but I'm also not trying to give too much information because like it's one of those things that isn't happening yet. And so I don't want to jinx it.
That's always tough with projects because especially when you're out doing press, people always want to know, so what's next and what are you doing? And you're like, well, you don't want to say what it is if it's not happening because you don't want to jinx it or you don't want people to steal your idea. But then you don't want to make it sound like, oh, nothing going on. Because you're right. Working on something.
Right.
It's so tricky. Like, yeah. I admire people who can navigate that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I just got the invitation for my grandma's 105th birthday.
Whoa.
On March 31st.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. That's crazy.
So the topic of today's episode of Girls Next Door, it's called The 21 Club. It's about Kendra's 21st birthday, is turning 21. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, what was your 21st birthday like?
Mine was celebrated in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. So I was engaged at the time and I went with my fiance at the time to Vegas. I was super excited. I think this may have been the very first time I went to Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And if it wasn't the first time, I'd only been for like a convention or something mm-hmm. before. I didn't like really go and explore. But I remember, and this was back, I mean, it's not that Vegas isn't still cool. Of course, it's still cool. Mm-hmm. But this was back when I thought things were really cool, when all the hotels were super themed.
Oh, it was your era.
Yes. And we stayed at the MGM Grand and there was the Emerald Palace was in the lobby.
Yeah. Tell people a little bit because people might not know. When the MGM Grand opened or reopened in the 90s, it was full like MGM movie, old school theater themed Wizard of Oz. There was an amusement park.
Yes.
There were like creepy Dorothy animatronics. You know what story I heard that I love? This is like an old like Vegas story. They used to every year they would have a scavenger hunt for like the employees of MGM Grand and there would be like cool prizes and stuff. But the thing was there was a stuffed Toto, the dog, hidden somewhere and you had to find Toto.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I like that story so much, but I do.
Yeah. So we just walked around and saw all the different casinos because they were all super themed like this. And we just thought it was so incredible and played video poker. I remember going over to Caesar's Palace and seeing, you know, in the forum shops, those statues coming to life was like a big thing that you stood around and waited for.
I think they still have that.
I mean, it's probably hokey now, but at the time it was amazing. And the way the skies was painted inside the casino, like you felt like you were outside, but you were inside. Yeah. Like I just couldn't stop raving about how much I loved Vegas and how incredible it was. And I was so excited each time we went into a new, the pirate show and the volcano erupting.
They're getting rid of the volcano and I'm so upset.
See, I just hate all of this. And
I'm so upset.
It's all turning into luxury hotels, but generic. So I just loved, we walked the strip. Mm-hmm. We didn't take taxis anywhere. Like, we walked up and down that strip. We went into every themed casino. I remember we played video poker, which you guys know I've talked about that I like doing right at the bar. And I was so excited to order. I remember ordering strawberry daiquiris and like amaretto sours. And to tell you guys that I was hungover, I was so hungover from all that sugar and shit. Like, so hungover. I'm pretty sure we went to Planet Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could have been on a later trip.
What year was this?
It would have to be 94.
It was the Aladdin back then.
Was it? Was Planet Hollywood the restaurant open? Because I'm only talking about the restaurant.
Oh, that's what you mean? Oh, yeah. That was in Forum Shops.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant the casino. I was like,
no.
The Aladdin.
No, I'm just talking about the restaurant. We thought the restaurant was so cool this. And now I laugh because, I don't know, Planet Hollywood restaurant seems silly now. But like back then, it was like so cool. There was like memorabilia in there. And it was so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not talk about Vegas enough. Like, I was so excited.
Did you go into any nightclubs?
Yes. I am second guessing myself here, but was Studio 54 open? I just remembered where I went. It doesn't exist anymore.
What?
It was called The Drink. And it was fucking cool.
What the fuck is The Drink?
It wasn't even on the strip. And it was like all rock. It looked weird. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. You'll have to look up what the building looked like because it was crazy. It was like all rock and stuff.
I'm intrigued.
And it was like the hottest club. And we went to The Drink.
Oh my gosh.
And remember, I told you, I'm remembering all this stuff now that I'm talking about it. We went to this restaurant. It was over, I think, by the Fashion Valley Mall. Is that what it's called? Fashion Square Mall or
Fashion Show Mall.
Fashion Show Mall. It was, I think it was over by there. And it was called The Dive. I told you about this before. You went inside and it was like you were in a submarine and the windows were like portholes and they would fill up with water and it looked like you were going under.
Didn't they have one at Century City?
Yeah, but I think we went and it wasn't as cool as the Vegas one.
Oh, I've never been to either. I just remember Ashley telling me they had one in Century City and it was like a thing that like LA kids remember fondly.
Well, maybe either I didn't do the Century City one or I went and was disappointed because it wasn't like the Vegas one. Mm-hmm. But I remember thinking that was so cool. And one of the things I love, too, is I'm a dipper. Like, I love condiments and stuff.
Me, too.
And they brought like tons of dipping sauces with everything.
You know what I saw? I sent this to Josh because he's another condiment lover. I don't even know where this is, but someplace has like a dispenser. It's like big. It's shaped like a cow. And like the udders are like different dips.
That's kind of gross, but kind of funny.
I know. It was cute if you see it.
Oh, I told Nick at one time that I wanted to open up a restaurant that was called like The Dip. And everything was all, it was all about the dips that you could go with the food. Like it was all food you could dip, whether it was pretzel bites or corn dogs or like mozzarella sticks. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But everything has a dipping sauce.
I fucking love a dip.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, you have to look up The Drink because when I talk to people who like were around back in those days and in Vegas area and I say, oh, is that The Drink? They're like, how do you know about The Drink? Like they freak out and everybody, like I feel like anybody you would ask that would know about it back in that day would say that place fucking rocked.
I'm igniting the group chat. Hang on.
Yes. And I'm so curious what they're going to say. So yeah, I spent my 21st birthday at The Drink. And I had a great time. None of this was VIP, you guys. We were staying in like, I'm sure we either drove or no, I think we took Southwest. We flew like Southwest or whatever it was at that time. We stayed in just a regular, normal room. Like we bought wristbands for the club. Like nothing was VIP at all. Unlike what we're about to talk about today, but it was so fun and we had such a great time and I loved Vegas forevermore and still do from that point on.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
So my 21st birthday was kind of the opposite.
Oh wait, can I tell you what else I did?
Yeah.
And then that was just with him and I. So Then I went home and celebrated my 21st birthday with like my family and my friends and my coworkers. And after I got off work one day, we all went to this local like Italian restaurant that has like a bar on the side. Mm-hmm. And it was like free drinks all night long for me and my mom per the bartender because It was my birthday and She's my mom. And all all of us got so wasted. I remember walking. At one point, I went into the bathroom. I didn't even make it to the bathroom. I threw up in my hands.
Whoa.
Ran to the bathroom, chucked it out, washed my hands, rinsed my mouth out, and went back and started drinking some more.
That's fucking funny.
And people were like, you're a champ.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Like, thought that was amazing back then.
That is so funny.
And my mom was so sick. She was throwing up later too. Like, it was not a good thing. It was fun. We all had a great time and it was definitely very memorable, but we were so sick. And the next day we had committed to doing one of those stupid jewelry parties. You know, like,
what is a jewelry party? Is that like a Tupperware party?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
I've never heard of this.
It's like a Tupperware party where you invite people over, all your friends and stuff, and then like a costume jewelry and people buy it like Tupperware kind of. And we were like, is there any way? Like, we were so hungover, like, we can't do this. And they're like, I can't cancel now. It's like the day of.
Oh my God.
We were dragging out there. Dragging. Whoa.
Did you buy any jewelry?
I don't think so. I think all I could do to hold it down and be out there.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so what was your 21st birthday like?
Completely the opposite.
I did.
Absolutely nothing. I was very new to LA and I did nothing, which sounds really depressing from today's perspective, but it actually wasn't that bad. And I think the reason why is because my expectations just weren't very high at that point in my life. Like, I remember thinking it was kind of a bummer that, oh, I'm turning 21 and I don't have anything to do. But it wasn't like I was super depressed about it. It was more just motivating, like, oh, I want to get out there and like make something out of my life. So next time I have a big birthday, I can do something cool. It was more like that kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
But also, like, my birthday's 2 days before Christmas. Oh, so yeah. I always kind of had like muted expectations when it comes to my birthday. Like, my parents were always good about keeping it separate from Christmas. I didn't get like the merge that some people get, but I was never having like birthday parties really or anything like that growing up. And plus, like, we lived in a different time. Taking you back, guys, back in the time machine. This was like pre my Super Sweet 16 on MTV. This was like pre social media. So you weren't really seeing like elaborate adult birthdays or things like that. And I'm trying to think, like, what did my high school friends do for their 21st birthday? Like, we had all scattered and gone to college at that point, but I don't remember them coming back home on break being like, oh my God, you won't believe what I did for my 21st or anything. It was probably just like going out to the bar with your sorority sisters or something.
Yeah. Well, I was in Northern California and I just remember, like, it was really cool if you could get to Vegas, mm-hmm. but if not, it was like maybe Tahoe or Reno, you know, kind of thing. And then, or just like the local, like, clubs or bars or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy how much culture changed in just like 6 years. Because it's like my 21st birthday, I didn't really have much expectations. But by the time it's like Kendra's 21st birthday, a few years later, it's like you're living in a different culture. And of course, we had way different access being at the mansion. Like, that's night and day. But you're just living in a culture where like, it was like bling culture back then. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I think that if I hadn't been with who I was with, it would have just been, you know, hanging out at the Italian restaurant bar in Lodi. That would have been the birthday.
I feel like I have to mention too, like, back to my 21st birthday, one of the reasons I wasn't doing anything was because I was in college and like my two roommates were also college age. And it was just like, it was Christmas break. So a lot of people were going back home to visit their families. And I just didn't know a lot of people in town.
Yeah. I think it would be hard if I were in LA at that time.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have been alone too. Or maybe I would have told somebody who felt sorry for me and said, let's go get a drink or let's go out somewhere or come with me and my friends. We're going here. I don't know. But I think it would have been really hard if I were a new person to LA.
Yeah. LA is an odd, lonely city until you find your niche. I know we've talked about that before, like in our prequel episodes and stuff.
Yeah, but for sure.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I just don't remember it being, like you said, it wasn't as big of a deal.
Yeah, so I wasn't like dead depressed over it or anything. I was just kind of like, oh, you know what? I really need to get my shit together. So next time I have a big birthday, I can do something cool.
Yeah.
So before we get into this episode, it's all about Kendra's 21st birthday. And it's a little bit tricky to do these episodes, I think, because it's so Kendra heavy. And obviously, she's a third of the show, so we have to talk about her, but I don't love talking about her.
Yeah, we try to keep it to a minimum if we can, to be both respectful and just because it's better that way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when the episode is all about one person, pretty much, it's hard to, so we're going to just have to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too, because obviously we're probably going to take two podcast episodes to get through this Girls Next Door episode. But I went through kind of a roller coaster of emotions watching this. And it's so different from the first part that we're talking about today to what we'll be talking about next week. Like the first part, I was texting you like, I'm going to need your help with this episode because it's so much about Kendra and I don't want to talk about her. And I'm feeling very annoyed watching this episode. But then the second half, I felt completely opposite. And I like, kind of missed my friendship with her and was like, you know what? It would be nice if we all three like got along and stuff. So it was very roller coaster. Yeah. And it's just interesting how this episode like encapsulates all of it. And I think it's particularly interesting because like I've been saying the past couple months as we've been in season two, one of the biggest themes of it is like we have a weird up and down relationship with Kendra. Mm-hmm. Like we're not the team we were in season one.
Right.
Yeah. So it's weird.
And then in some situations, I feel like the bonding is even stronger. But then when it's not, it's really not.
Yeah, it's extreme.
So roller coaster is the best way to describe it because it is just on and then off, on yeah. and then off. It's crazy.
So let's jump in the grotto time machine. Don't get Legionnaire's disease.
Ew.
Don't drink the water. So this episode aired on October 8th. 2006. And the number one song is still Sexy Back by Justin wow. Timberlake. Want, want, want. But I remember on this trip, particularly in Vegas, I remember listening to like Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado. I remember listening to Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton. Like I specifically remember those playing out by the pool when I was hanging out with Destiny. Like wait, that's...
I don't remember Paris Hilton's song. What is that?
You don't know Stars Are Blind?
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Holy shit. Okay, it's actually a good song. And I remember people like at the time like being surprised because you just think like in that time period you think, oh, this reality girl's doing an album eye roll, but it was a good song. Like it was kind of like Gwen Stefani vibes a little bit.
Maybe if I heard it, I'd probably recognize
it. I think you would. Maybe you don't know it's her. Maybe you think it's a Gwen Stefani song.
Probably.
Because I remember a lot of people thought that and I think it was originally written for Gwen, but she didn't want to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's a good song. People love it. It's a yeah. classic. So the top movie at the time was The Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson.
That was a good movie.
That was so good. I'm so excited because we always, every other week or so, we, you know, go back in time in the time machine. And usually it's a movie that I don't care about. I'm like, what is this?
I know. We're what like, is what this was that? Movie? Did we even watch is, that?
Yeah. Like, but this movie, I'm like, that was a good one.
That was good. Like, I would still watch that today and be like, that's a good movie.
Speaking of Jack Nicholson, his daughter, Lorraine Nicholson, wrote a really good article for Vanity Fair. I don't know if you saw. I linked it in my story, but it's really good. She just talks about like how she was friends with Marston and Cooper and kind of like growing up there. And she really captures.
Oh, she talks about the mansion.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called Playmates and Playdates is the article. And it's really good. She's a really talented writer. And she just really, I think I'll have to send you the link because I think you'll really love it. She just really captures the moments in time so well. Like the first thing she talks about is Easter. And she captures Easter so well. You'll know when you read it. It's so good. I wrote her back. I'm like, that's because she DM'd me and is like, oh, read this. Let me know what you think. And I was like, you're such a great writer. Like right off the bat, like you capture Easter. Like I'm brought back to Easter. It's so good. And then she even talks about it like through the years, like up into his death and stuff. And like what people, a little bit about what people were saying at the memorial and things. And
oh, she was there.
Yeah. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll send you the link and I'll post the link somewhere when we post this.
Should I mention in the main podcast that I went to Hef's grave?
Yeah, we talk about that more on our Patreon.
We talk in detail about it in the Patreon, and I don't have to go into all the detail here, but it was impromptu. I didn't know I was going. I had a meeting right next door, and that there's because he's in Westwood, and there's a high-rise building, and I had a meeting, and afterwards, the person I had the meeting with was like, oh, let's walk over.
Yeah, it's one of our slumber parties. I think I haven't posted it yet when we're recording this.
But it was very interesting what happened to me there. So
yeah,
might want to check it out.
Speaking of Hef, we are opening this episode up with an open mouth kiss because he goes into Kendra's room to like tell her something. And he does this little greeting like, hi, baby, with the kiss. And I'm still weirded out that I never noticed how odd that open mouth kiss was at the time. Even watching the episodes back in the day, this is only something I noticed when we started doing the podcast.
Ugh.
Like, what is this frog kiss? It's like a Mandela effect for me almost.
Eek.
And Rascal's waiting for a kiss. Like, if you watch the scene, he like leans over and gives Kendra a peck, and Rascal looks like he's waiting there for like his turn.
Rascal's like, I'll do open mouth.
Yeah. And this is clearly like a setup scene.
For sure.
Where Hef is telling Kendra, oh, you know, for your birthday, we're giving you this overnight in Vegas and stuff. And then it cuts to me in interview, and I say, Kendra's kind of wild, and she was really excited for her first overnight in Vegas. But this was not Kendra's first overnight in Vegas. Like, she'd been with her mom before. She'd been with us before.
Overnight, though?
Yeah, we stayed the night. And I'm sure she stayed the night because her and mom stayed at the
Tropicana.
Oh, yeah,
because we did the, yeah, the Palms. Yeah, because we did the basketball suite that night. We stayed the night.
Yeah. And it's just another example of like these confessional interviews. And the same was true in Europe when I'm like, this Hef hasn't been to Europe since the 70s when he really went 5 years ago. Like, I'm just not giving a fuck what's true or not. Like, I think I'm in my era of like, they give me a line and I just give it right back and I don't care.
Or it could also just be too, like, this is her first time spending the night in Vegas, like, without parental.
Unchaperoned, yeah.
I mean, not that it's totally unchaperoned. Of course, mm-hmm. we have to be with
security
and lots of it. But yeah.
Yeah, like, I get what they're trying to say, but also I'm in my, I don't give a fuck what's true in these commentary areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, though, a couple questions here. Why do you think Hef did this? Because I feel like, well, I'm curious, do you have a thought on that, why he did this?
Why he let her go on the trip?
Yeah, for why he did this for her 21st birthday.
Well, I think Kendra's 21st birthday is just a natural thing to want to cover for the show, first off.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, a 21st birthday in Vegas is like the thing you're going to want to do. I remember thinking it was a no-brainer. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to go because I knew if I didn't offer to go home, no one would get to go.
That's probably true. Yeah. Well, I was just curious if it was for the cameras because if we weren't shooting the show.
Yeah, he wouldn't let her go by herself.
There's no way.
If it was not for the cameras, he would have either planned a trip for all of us or, you know, we'll go out to dinner in a club and then maybe we'll like acknowledge your birthday next time we go to Vegas if he didn't want to do it at that moment.
And why do you think he didn't come? Because I have some thoughts on it.
Oh, I never really thought about that other than for him to go, it's just so much more extravagant. Like you'd have to have a private jet, pay for a private jet or have the Palms send a private jet. Well, I mean, he doesn't want to go. I mean, he wants to stay home. Like, yeah. I don't think he thinks Kendra's birthday in Vegas sounds fun for him because it's not all about him. But it's just so much more expensive and such a fiasco to get Hef to go. What are your thoughts?
I had a totally different thought. I think that it's Kendra's 21st birthday. It's bound to get wild, but not nearly as wild as it would get if Hef came. Like, if Hef wasn't there, it's going to get crazy.
Oh, I think the show was thinking that. I think you're right.
Kevin 100% didn't want Hef going. Well, let's see how crazy these girls get when they have no rules for the night.
Yeah, like, if I stay home, it's fine, but you guys can go dip. And again, like you said, it's not totally unchaperoned. There's security, heavy security watching you guys.
But there's nobody telling us we have to be back to the room at a certain time or that we can't go and do something. They're only watching out for our own security and for Hef's best interest. Like, if, you know, they're not going to let us bring a bunch of guys back to the room or anything like that. But I feel like this was a deliberate, like, this is Kendra's 21st birthday. A group of playmates are going and girls, and let's see how wild this gets.
Totally. I think both are totally true. I think Hef just didn't want to go, and he's willing to let you guys dip into that territory as long as you're supervised.
I also think that it's because he had such a relationship, and this will come out later after we leave or at the end of our journey with Hef and everything, but I think he thought he had a really tight bond with the Palms and the Maloofs and the security and cameras. He did.
I'd find that out later.
Exactly is what I'm inching toward. It's like he was able to see security camera footage if he wanted to, comings and goings from the room if he wanted to. And people gave him full reports, not only from his own security that were with us, but from the Palms.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that gave him a certain sense of security.
Yeah.
To allow this to happen.
Another thing I say in my confessional that's a little bit true, a little bit bullshit, is I'm like, she's turning 21 in a place where you have the best opportunities to get into any field you want. And I know what I'm trying to do. I know I'm trying to be like complimentary to like the Playboy empire and Hef and look at all these opportunities. And she does have kind of the world at her feet and opportunities, but it's a little stretch to say in any field you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. I put this in my notes too, but I totally get what you're going with this. Like basically she had the world in the palm of her hand at this
totally.
Point. Like we have a hit TV show. She's just turning 21. Mm-hmm. We just had a lot going on at this point.
Yeah. And I think you could have, like, if you had wanted to go in that direction, if you had wanted to be in law, you could do an internship in legal at Playboy or something, you know, like there's if, you know, you had so wanted. You
yeah.
Could.
I also think it's interesting in this scene because it shows you putting together a gift for Kendra and even signing the card. But I think that that's interesting that they show that because of what's about to happen a little later.
You're right. I do put a gift together for her, but the card I'm writing isn't Kendra's birthday card because they focus in and it says it's to Tracy Coulter, I think, because it says Tracy, she had given us the onesie pajamas for Kara's birthday. And that's what my thank you card is for. Like, thank you for the pajamas. They were so cute.
Well, they full on, I didn't even pay attention to what the card was saying, but they're full on trying to make it look like you're signing her birthday card.
Yeah. But then they peace out and they don't show me really giving her like a real gift.
Well, we're going to get into that. Yeah.
And you are wrapping your present for Kendra. And this is one of my favorite packagings that I've ever seen you do. It looks like a blackjack table. It's like green with like a fringe and like dollar bills. And you're like, I wanted to get crisp dollar bills from the bank and these aren't crisp. And all I can think of when you're putting the dollar bills down is the story that I told a couple of weeks ago about like Dick Van Patten and Robert Evans, how they went to the strip club and the strippers would pick up dollar bills with their vaginas and they were trying to like figure out how they were doing that.
That makes me want to put like gloves on when
paper
I touch money.
Paper money is so dirty.
They say it is. They say it's so bad. But I taped all those bills. I had like the shot glasses, big fuzzy dice. I had the cards, all the cards equal 21 that were on there. I tried to make it look like four different people were playing. Yeah, I liked that wrapping. It was cute.
And you look really good in this scene and you look really good this whole episode.
Oh, thanks.
I think part of it is like your tan is amazing. And then every outfit you have is really good. And the colors are really amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was like to break down, like when somebody's looking extra good, I'm like, ooh, what do they do different?
Yeah. Now I'm going to go back and look and be like, what did I do different?
I mean, you look amazing all the time. But like when people are looking extra good, I'm like, ooh.
Well, I did notice that when I was putting together the present, my outfit is just like a Maryland t-shirt mm-hmm. and like pink shorts. And I have my hair up and I don't even think I have my extensions in. It looks like I just have it like kind of up in a ball on the top of my head. And I'm wearing little to no makeup, if any at all.
But like your tan and your body look really good.
Yeah, I thought it looked cute, even though I normally wouldn't like those kind of scenes. Yeah, I say, so since it's Kendra's 21st birthday in Vegas, I want to theme her present like a poker table. Then we cut to the scene where Kendra's mom and grandma and brother pull up.
Love seeing her grandma. Love seeing Colin.
Yes. And they're in her room exchanging presents. And one of the things I did say that she gets, and I put it in my notes, is she got one of those Bapes.
Oh, yeah. It was like this sweatshirt that zips all the way up. So the hood is like your face is completely covered. I thought those were so funny.
I thought those were so cool. And there were two of them that I really wanted. One of them had like bloody body parts all over it, as a pattern. Uh-huh. And I just thought that was so me.
Uh-huh.
And then another one, and I think this was Bape, but I'm not sure, or it was just another sweatshirt that did this, but it looked like it was all black and it had like a skeleton on it. And it when it was zipped it up, it was like the skull.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought that was really cool.
How fun.
So I always wanted one of those. Then the next scene, it's nighttime at the mansion. You're singing to Duchess.
But before you even see me, there's like a really pretty, like sweeping shot of mm-hmm. the backyard at dusk.
Yeah.
Duchess looks crazy. I'm all dressed up. I'm talking about the dogs need their flea medicine, which is interesting because you don't need, and I know somebody in the comments is going to chime in and go, no, actually you do, or I use it, because there's always outliers. You don't need flea medicine in Vegas. Like, there's no fleas. Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Even though I spend half my time in LA, I don't remember the last time I've used flea medicine or needed it for my dog.
That's so crazy. Why wouldn't there be fleas?
Because we're in the desert. I don't know why.
They don't survive there? Interesting.
Do you ever feel like, this is a little behind the scenes tidbit for you guys, when we're talking on here, do you ever hesitate with every single little thing you say because you know someone's going to chime in the comments and be like, well, it's not really that way. Or,
yes. Yes.
I just need to stop looking at comments, which sucks because I love the positive interaction. I love the feedback. But you can't say any. I mean, literally this day and age, you can't say the world is round without a flat earther coming up. Like, you cannot say anything without somebody going, actually, I live in Vegas and I've needed.
There's a flea epidemic.
My dogs have fleas every day.
I know.
So I just want to acknowledge there's always outliers. But
and I always feel like I always say, I'm like, I never do this or I always do that or blah, blah. And I have to like quit doing those like superlative type things too.
Yeah, because people can't handle the generalization anymore.
They'll be like, well, 10 years ago you went there or did something.
Oh,
I'll be
my
like,
God.
Okay, sorry.
If there's anything that like makes me want to quit this job, sometimes it's that kind of stuff. It's like, I feel like I'm losing my sanity because you literally cannot say one thing without somebody coming up with some weird thing that doesn't even make sense, but they think it makes sense and they think you're contradicting yourself when you're really not, or it's too much. It makes you question your sanity. And then I used to kind of take it serious and be like, oh, well, maybe I didn't know. And maybe that's that. And you know, sometimes of course you don't know everything. So sometimes you are wrong. But then it's like, you don't know who these commenters are. Like, these could be just full of shit people.
Right. Or just their opinion.
Yeah. So that's just a little glimpse into our mental health doing this podcast.
But did you think that that was sort of weird to leave in?
The flea medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% right now that
you're all dressed up, getting ready to go downstairs for Kendra's birthday dinner. Like, why is that in there? And then it cuts to another scene of me fully not ready, but giving Winnie a bath. You're ready and about ready to walk downstairs. And I'm still in my shorts and t-shirt from the day giving Winnie a bath. And I'm like, okay,
I know what it is now.
I love this scene.
Yeah.
But like, why in the fuck is Winnie getting a bath stuffed in the middle of Kendra's 21st birthday episode?
Well, it's not very effective because we had to sit here and think about it for a second to figure out what it is. But I think I know what they're trying to do because like we talked about in the baby talk episode a few weeks ago, like they're very big on like showing our responsibility and our maternal skills and our maturity through how we take care of our pets. Mm-hmm. So you cut straight from Kendra playing with her dogs and there's a pee stain on the floor and her saying, I'm never going to grow up, blah, 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 to me dressed to the nines. Oh, you need your flea medicine. You giving Winnie this really like involved bath. I think it's like supposed to be a contrast in maturity. And I'm acknowledging it's not very effective. Like, I don't think it works that well.
Oh.
But knowing them and how they cut things, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Okay. So it's comparing and contrasting our levels of maturity based on how we are with our animals right now. And
yeah.
Kendra's statement that she had just made.
Yeah. I think there would have been better ways to do it. I think cutting to you studying.
Yes.
Cutting to me like, well, they wouldn't have shown this, but cutting Hef's fingernails or something. I don't know, like some responsibility.
Wait, you're going to have to explain that. Did you really cut Hef's fingernails?
Yes,
people are going to ask.
So Hef doesn't cut his fingernails with fingernail clippers. He cut them with like cosmetic scissors and he couldn't do his right hand because he's not left-handed. So
yeah.
He would ask me to like cut his fingernails for him, which who cares? Not a big deal. But I feel like there would have been a more effective way to show maturity. I think they're just locked in the mindset of like, oh, we're always going to go to how they mother their dogs to show how maternal they are and how responsible they are. But I feel like it would have been better. I feel like if you would have been cramming for a test right before
yes.
we left, or I would have been like helping Hef with something, straightening his tie or picking out a shirt or something
yeah.
like that, that would have been more effective.
I think so too, because even after watching it, even writing these notes, until you just said it, I had no idea why they stuck these random things in there. And if anything, I thought they would have been better for the last episode.
Totally.
They're mothering things. Yeah. And would have been like better. But I do love that they have it on camera giving Winnie a bath. I did a YouTube video of giving her a bath one time too, just because she's so cute. And she morphs into this thing you wouldn't even recognize.
She reminds me of like, you know, like an ancient Chinese drawing of a sea serpent.
Yeah.
How they kind of have bug eyes and they look a little dragon-y. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's what she turns into to me. Or like a salamander or something just gave birth to her.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
She's so funny because she's so fluffy and her hair is so long and puffy. But then the second she gets a bath, she's like so skinny and so little. And it's just really funny. And I know because of my YouTube video that everybody's dog, I think, does this afterwards. Mm-hmm. But she gets the zoomies after.
Yes.
And she's like trying, even though I try and dryer with a hair dryer and the towel and stuff like that, she's got to do roll around on every surface possible to try and get every little drop of water off of her.
Yeah.
She's so funny. And I just thought that was the cutest thing. So I am glad that they got that on camera. But I did think it was weird.
Yeah. The next scene I don't want to spend a ton of time on is just Kendra getting ready in her room with her mom and her grandma and her brother. But I think it's funny how she's putting on her grill that she's so excited about. And her grandma is just so disgusted.
Her grandma is appalled.
She hates the grill. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So then we go downstairs.
Oh, can I make one more thing on there? In commentary, you say that you really like the dress that you were wearing a lot and that you're going to wear it for the upcoming DirecTV shoot. And then you also go on to say, I'm not the type of person who thinks she can only wear something once. And if you really like something, you should wear it again. And I chime in and say, oh, I totally agree. I wear things all the time. But I feel like that's interesting that we were talking about that way back then, because as we know, it's one of the things Kendra puts in her book later that isn't true.
I forgot about that. Yeah. If you guys don't know, Kendra in her book that she wrote like in 2010 was kind of trying to make it sound like we're like snobby and awful and unwelcoming, and how like when she was new, we said we never wear the same thing twice around here, which not only did we never say, but that's not even in our character or how we ever, like my clothes were on a very specific rotation.
Same.
Like I would wear something out and it was usually cheap clothes.
And so not only that, we'd borrow each other's stuff too.
Totally. And it would be like, okay, I wore that. I'm going to wear it again in 2 months kind of a thing. Like we had such a big schedule for going out and stuff. I was definitely a re-wearer.
Yeah. So not only was it not true at the time when Kendra first got there, but now you're talking about the exact same thing in commentary right in front of her.
Yeah.
And we're agreeing about it. But then it's still years later will come out in her book that that's something that we did, was never re-wore an outfit and look down upon it.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So then we're downstairs. We're getting ready to go out for her birthday dinner. And Kendra's like doing something weird interaction with Hef where she's like asking him to say like, say Stunna Shades. And he's like not really saying it. And these moments always make me cringe. It's kind of like that cringe where, I don't know, somebody's trying to like, I don't know how to explain it, but
I know what you mean, but
yeah, it's trying to like, I don't think she was trying to make him look stupid at all, but I did think it made him look kind of cringe, and it was just like for clout. It reminds me of the planking photo. The planking photo happened after we left. It was probably like in 2010 when planking was a trend. And if you don't remember what that was, it was just people would lie flat as a board, face down somewhere, anywhere.
It's not even a plank, by the way.
I know, you're right. You're right. It's not a plank. You're just kind of like laying down, face down, stiff as a board. And you'd post on Instagram and that was planking. And you'd do it weird places and it was supposed to be funny.
I never got it. I never understood this trend.
Me and my friends did it a couple times. Like,
I'm going to admit I did it.
when we were like out at nightclubs and stuff. But so after we left, somebody posted Hef planking on the mansion dining room table. And it was so bad. And even though I'd left the mansion and my feelings on Hef had changed, and I just felt like it was such a bad look for him. First of all, because he's old, so he looks like a literal corpse.
It did.
Like, old people should not be planking. And then he was on the dining room table and there were like gross, dirty dishes at the end of the table. And I'm like, this is not okay.
No. You guys, when I saw it, it was jarring to me because I was like, what?
Yeah, it was on somebody's Instagram. And I was like, this is not okay.
Like, I think he posted it.
And he looked like he had diaper booty. I know he wasn't wearing a diaper, but he looked like he had diaper booty in this pose. It was just
yes.
You guys, it was so bad. But this scene kind of gives me the feel of that. It feels like, and I know Kendra wasn't trying to do it this way, but it just like comes off. It feels like somebody trying to make him look stupid or like say Stunna Shades. And he's like, what? Like Stunna? Yeah. And he's like not really saying it. And it's reminiscent of like the scene in the fight night where she puts the hat sideways on him and it just looks cringe. I don't know. It cringes me out.
Like, I feel like Hef was always very young for his age, but not that young. And there was something weird about trying to make him.
It was inauthentic. Like, he was young for his age in his own way that was authentic.
Right.
And trying to push the inauthentic is cringe. It's giving young people trying to be old, or old people, young people trying to be old. That was me in my 20s. Old people trying to be young.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So then we pull up to Mastro's. I see a David sighting.
David, the photographer.
He's the photographer that would follow us around, and he'd get to come back to the mansion sometimes and take photos of us there too. But
speaking of birthday dinners, I'm taking my daughter out for her birthday tomorrow. And we already had her birthday party and stuff, but tomorrow's her real birthday when we're filming this. And I asked her, where do you want to go for your birthday dinner? I was thinking like the Melting Pot or Mastro's or something. And she said, Burger King.
What?
I'm like, are you sure? She goes, well, maybe P.F. Chang's. And I'm not a big fan of P.F. Chang's. I don't know why. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Okay, I never go, so I sound bad saying it, but I love it when I do go. Like, I love it. And I always think, God, why don't I come here more often? I love, love, love it.
Maybe I need to open my mind.
Yeah. But Burger King, I just feel like you can do that any old day. So it doesn't seem very...
Well, we try to get them to eat really healthy. So like McDonald's is an exotic food in their mind.
Right.
And at one point I let it drop that my first job was at McDonald's. And I remember my kids thought that was so cool.
Your royalty.
Like they thought, oh my God, you worked at McDonald's. Like they think it's cool because they're not allowed to have it.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I guess in that case, but I feel like McDonald's is better than Burger King.
Well, Burger King doesn't cater to kids as much, so it does surprise me, but we'll see. We'll see where we end up going.
Yeah. So you get out of the limo, then we all take photos, and then we're seated at Mastro's. And in commentary, we talk about how they seated us in the wine room this time and how freezing it was in there. We talk about that we are just frozen the whole time. And I had forgotten about that. But then once we said it and I looked at the room that we were in, because I wasn't even paying attention to like our surroundings, and I realized we were in that private room, I was like, oh my God, takes me back. I remember just like shivering.
Now that you say that, I remember it. I didn't think of it when I rewatched it, but now that you say that, I'm like, yeah.
And there's a scene where you're like this, and you're like, yeah, and you look very uncomfortable, and I'm positive it's because you're freezing cold, and it's not because you're like not into Kendra ordering a drink.
Yeah, because there was this weird edit where Kendra wants the Mastro Martini, and Hef goes, Mastro Martini. And then you can tell this is a weird cut that didn't happen in real time. It cuts to you, and you're like, fun! And it cuts to me, and I'm completely doing like an autistic zone out, and I'm like... Yeah. But it's clearly, it has nothing to do with anything I should be excited about, I think, because I would have, I knew the cameras were on us, so I would have like at least faked it if I wasn't feeling it. But they're trying to do something here. They're trying to make it look like I am not into this birthday.
Yeah.
I'm anti, and that's not the case, but they were totally trying to do that.
They definitely are. And I don't even think what I was referring to, I mean, who knows, but I don't think that what I was referring to when I was all excited and saying fun was the drink that she was ordering. I think that they were asking us about, are you guys excited for Vegas?
Yeah. Or maybe Kendra's mom said, oh, I just went and did this and you went fun. Like that seems more likely than, I mean, I think you'd get excited about a Mastro Martini too, but I know no, it's a weird cut. I can just tell by watching it, it's a weird cut. So Kendra's cake is a sheet cake with a print of her Olivia drawing on it, which is really cute. And then there's this weird thing where like Kendra's blowing her candles out and Hef blows them out too. What was that?
I know. You say in commentary, I think Hef's just been celebrating his birthday for like 2 months straight. So I think he's used to blowing out the candles.
Yeah. And obviously they asked me about that in confessional because they thought it was weird. But how strange.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that was it because we just got off this long trip where he had a cake in every country. So maybe it was a reflex at this point.
Well, I think Kendra calls him out on it a little bit because she laughs and points at him like, you're blowing out my candles. What are you doing?
That's so funny.
And then it shows me giving her, you chant presents, presents, presents. And then it shows me giving her my present. And then it shows Hef giving her the Olivia drawing in the frame. Oh, and it shows Mary like coughing and Patty looking disgusted when they pull it out.
I noticed that too. And at first I thought, wait, why did they cut to her coughing? But I think they included it to make it look like she didn't approve of Kendra as a pinup.
Yeah.
Which I don't think was true. I think the pinup was very classy and didn't show anything. In fact, it's the censored version. Like her boob is covered in the picture. But I think they want to make it look like Mary does not approve of Kendra as a pinup.
And then she's choking over it. Yeah, like, and they even make Patty look like she's going
so funny.
But I don't think that was part of it at all.
And then they have her say, oh, Bridget and Hef are so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Where's me? And then they don't show
they
me
don't
giving
show
her
you.
A present, which of course later in the episode, I give her a necklace, but also like I went out of my way to go to Vegas early and they don't show this at all, but I made like gift bags for everybody. And I'm sure I gave her something else that day too, but they don't show it. And they're very purposely trying to make it look like I'm ignoring Kendra's birthday. And Bridget and Hef are so thoughtful. And I kind of feel like they don't do a very good job communicating it. I feel like it goes under the radar. I've never heard any feedback from fans about this episode. Like, Holly, you're a fucking bitch. Why didn't you give her a gift that day? So I don't think it really lands, but I see what they're trying to do.
I see what they're trying to do,
and it's annoying.
100%. They make you look like you're uninterested during the birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. They don't show you giving a present. Then Kendra makes that, they have her make that comment. Yeah. I'm sure she didn't like come up with that on her own. And yeah, they're deliberately trying to do this. And I think it falls flat too, because as you're going to see in the second half portion of this, like once we're in Vegas and stuff, the camaraderie is there and the bond is there and the friendship is there.
Yeah.
And I feel like they can't keep up with it. They can't keep going with it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because like I said at the top of this episode, like I feel two very different ways watching this episode. First half, I'm annoyed, so annoyed. And then second half, I'm like missing our friendship. And it's just interesting, the switch. And we can talk about that more next time when we get into like the second half of the episode. But I think you're right. I think they were heading a certain way, but it didn't pan out in the end and it didn't quite. But I think what they're going for is they want to make it look like I'm so jealous that Kendra gets a birthday in Vegas and I have to go home.
Yeah.
But if they were going that way in the cut, I know Hef would have made them change it, because you can't make it look like she doesn't want to come home to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the case. I wasn't jealous at all. I was fine going home. Like I would get to a point later on when I really started to feel left out and like I couldn't be part of girls' days and it would bug me. This wasn't one of them. This was more like I was okay doing what I did that day and going back and stuff. And I was happy for Kendra. And I thought, of course, it's a no-brainer. The show wants to cover a 21st birthday. That'll be a great episode. But I think they were going for something weird here.
They definitely were. So the next scene, the rooster crows. So we know it's early morning at the mansion. And Brittany and Kendra walk down the stairs. And in case you guys don't remember, that's Brittany is Kendra's friend from San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then in interview, Kendra says, Hef arranged for me and a couple of girls to go on a bus to Vegas. And I would like to stop right here and ask you, why do you think we took the bus and not flew there? Because I feel like that bus would have been very pricey to take us all the way to Vegas and back and hang out all night long too while waiting for us. And I'm just curious. I mean, I have my thoughts, but I was curious what your first thoughts are on that.
I think they just wanted footage. I think when we fly, you can't get any footage of us flying clearly. And we already did a Vegas episode in season one where we fly and you just don't get much of that. And I think they probably felt like they were missing something.
That's what I was thinking.
So they're like, how can we get like footage of the girls actually getting there? And I think it was something that had been done on other TV shows. Like the example I can think of my head is, remember that MTV show Robin Big? And they took a party bus and they stopped at the abandoned water park and were like skateboarding in it. I don't know if that had already come out at this point, but that's just an example of like, I think that was already happening on reality shows where it's like, oh, you want to go somewhere? Let's get the big party bus so we can get everybody like pre-gaming and get all that footage.
I think it was definitely for the cameras and for the pre-gaming aspect of it, the anticipation of getting there, which they would have missed if we all flew.
Yeah.
But flying there would have given us so much more time.
Totally.
The bus took forever.
So I'm not on the bus because I flew in earlier to like set up for the party and set up all the gift bags and things like that. And because I knew I had to turn around and go home so quickly that I wouldn't have had any time on the ground in Vegas had I taken the bus and then flown back.
Yeah. So I made a list of all of the girls that came with us. And of course, it's Kendra and I, a playmate named Lindsay Viulo, Amber Campisi, Sarah Underwood, Crystal Camden, Brittany and Brittany. One of them's Brittany from San Diego. And the other one is just Brittany, a girl that used to come to the mansion. Kiana Chase, Kim Holland. And that's it at the beginning, I think. Oh, wait, Taylor James. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. At the beginning.
Yeah, it's an interesting guest list because I feel like half of those people, I'm like, oh yeah, Kendra was friends with that person. But the other half, I'm like, did Kendra even know that girl? Like, I think they were just people who were happened to be staying at the mansion working at that time.
I think so too, because some of them, very odd choices for Kendra.
Yeah, and nothing, not odd choices because of them. Like, they're all lovely people. We love them. But people who had been playmates like years earlier that Kendra didn't really know or weren't really her vibe, kind of.
Yeah. And then the next scene, it shows the Palms Hotel.
The Palms is so nostalgic to me.
Me too.
Like, I feel like I grew up there in a way. I feel like I had like so many of my first like adult moments there.
It truly felt for a while kind of like a home away from home.
100%.
Like, I felt like I was just going back to my apartment in Vegas when I would go to the Palms all the time.
Totally. Yeah, it's crazy seeing that. And I'm hanging out with Destiny. And in commentary, we're talking about, oh, what show is Destiny doing that's set in Vegas? Da, da, da. And that was a show called Paradise City. I don't think she was like a main cast member. I think she like popped up on it every once in a while. But there was a show called Paradise City. It was Ryan Seacrest's first show for E! Because after Girls Next Door got successful, they signed a big production deal with Ryan Seacrest. And his first show was Paradise City. It only lasted a season. It kind of flopped. And later, after I left, when we were talking about possibly doing a spinoff, I was like, well, I'm doing a show in Vegas. I'm moving to Vegas. That's my spinoff. And no one wanted it. Kevin was like, fuck that. E was like, no. Lisa was like, you don't understand, Holly. Like, every season we get a Vegas pilot and it never works. Like, nobody wanted to do a Vegas show.
Yeah.
But we did it and it worked. So that's amazing. But it's just funny to think back. Like, I forgot about that show, Paradise City. And that premiered when our season 3 of Girls Next Door premiered. Because remember that party at the mansion right before the season 3 premiere? And there were like all the posters and the step and repeats. And like Paradise City was one of the things that was featured.
That seems familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I not always, that would be crazy, but I think of that a lot, actually, when they said that to you, because I, when I'm like thinking about pitching a show and even nothing to do with that or whatever, uh-huh. I just think about that and how wrong people can be about certain things, or how one thing doesn't work out. And so they forever, it's sort of like us with wanting to do our paranormal show and stuff. They said female paranormal doesn't sell. Well, I don't think that's true. I think they just haven't found the right mix. The right way to present it.
Yeah, the television industry is so weird because by nature, it's such a creative industry. But the people who are executives, you know, you have to look at it from a business standpoint. And the people up above you are purely business people. And they're like, well, if it hasn't worked before, it's not going to work now. So it's an odd clash. And I feel like everybody I know in the television industry feels the same way. Mm-hmm. And I know even the executives are kind of caught in the middle because they want to do fun things and things they believe in and stuff. But if you're looking at the bottom line and you're like, this show hasn't worked yet, they don't want to green light it. But you never know, because this is a creative industry, that show could totally work. So it's a totally different dynamic. So it's just awkward.
Yeah, it really is.
And then it shows me and Destiny at the Palms pool. I can tell I've entered my Roberto Cavalli phase because I'm wearing a Roberto bikini. And then the dress I was wearing to Kendra's dinner was a Just Cavalli dress. But I do this switch like halfway through the mansion years. Like, first it was all about Barachi, 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 Barachi for everything. And then I switched to like Roberto Cavalli and Just Cavalli. And that's kind of where I go. So I've switched. I've entered my new era.
The Cavalli era.
And you know what I hate? It makes me cringe so hard when I see this is Destiny and I pose for a photo and I do the thing where I stick my arms straight up in the air like a Vanna White presenting pose. And for some reason, I hate it when I see myself do that. And it was such a thing back then.
I still do it.
Not all the time.
Most of the time.
No, I don't think you do it most of the time. I think it's rare. But I hate it when I do it. I don't know why. It's like, I'm like, why am I doing that? And I think it's because my arm is so straight. It's like throwing a weird angle into the picture and ruining it. And I hate it.
I honestly don't like pictures that people do now, like influencers and stuff, where they try to act like they don't even notice the camera, or they're just wistfully walking away, or like just just all like not posed in any way, just sort of like dumpy standing there. I hate those kind of photos.
That's definitely a trope people are going to get sick of too. Like I'm had like, a boring, million examples
boring
pass into my head when you were saying that. So I flashed the camera at one point, which I thought was funny. And Hef was pissed at me when I did that.
I was just going to add that.
Like,
part.
I'm surprised he left it in because when we were watching the rough cuts, he was like, why are you doing that? It was just weird, his attitude about like what nudity was appropriate and what wasn't.
Kendra, nudity is okay. Your nudity is inappropriate.
100,000%. Because there's a scene later in the episode that we'll get to where she's wasted in the club and fully like pops tit out. I think for the same reason I did. Like she thought it was funny, but like her boob is just like sitting there out. And like, that's okay. And that's fine.
No,
but
she was doing it all night long.
Really?
All night long. We'll get into it. But yeah, I kept tucking it back in. I was like, yeah, no, we need to keep the dress on.
And like nothing wrong with that. But it's weird that like I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then I say in commentary about why I'm able to have fun in Vegas, because I have so many responsibilities at the mansion. And I feel like that's such a cop out and a cover up, because it's not that I have responsibilities. I mean, yeah, I have to be in at a certain time and I have to always be by Hef's side and I have to look a certain way and kind of act a certain way. But I don't really have responsibilities. It's just I'm saying that to like make excuses for Hef. Like I can have fun in Vegas because I'm not being watched and I can be myself and yeah, I'm not being like snapped at anytime I'm having fun. It's not that I have too many responsibilities in LA to have fun. It's because Hef's over my shoulder all the time. And if I'm too boisterous or show too much energy or am too happy, I get snapped at. And yeah, that's, and I just, it blows my mind to think about living that way. Like imagine 24/7, like you can't show too much emotion or you can't be too happy about things. I'm honestly surprised it didn't have more of an effect on me than it did.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love that you guys are playing on pool floats, because I feel like a lot of the hotels like that don't have pool floats because it makes the pool too crowded.
Oh.
So maybe this was before the pools got mm-hmm. so overly crowded or whatever. But I was like, oh my God, pool floats in Vegas. I love it.
I have this friend who always posts rants about the pool parties in Vegas, and he calls it dick soup. And he'll do these funny captions. He'll be like, you motherfuckers are really going in that pool with so much piss and shit and semen and people who haven't showered, dick soup. And he hasn't done one of those posts in a while, but it used to crack me up so bad.
Oh my God. It sucks because I love a pool party, but I do think about it.
Well, they always talk about like back in the day, rehab was like the big pool party at the Hard Rock. And people would say, well, there's all these people in the pools, but you go to the bathroom and there's no line. So where do you think people are like pissing the whole time?
Of course, 100%. They're peeing in the pool.
Pump that chlorine, baby.
I know. It's just like I have to like just get buzzed and not think about it.
Yeah. And this is another scene where I'm at the pool with Destiny where I'm like, oh my God, I'm being myself. So I saw my first version of that when I'm at Victoria's baby shower. And then this is two. So two times in this whole like season and a half we watched, I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually being myself and I'm watching myself right now. Like, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah. So then it cuts back to the bus and we are dancing around and hanging out and we're having fun. In commentary, Kendra, they show the bus like going down the freeway. And in commentary, Kendra makes a comment. She said, did you guys see the reflections of the camera in the bus? And I was thinking she just meant like they show the scene of me like dancing or whatever. Uh-huh. And I thought she meant like in the mirrors or something inside. So I rewound it a little bit to see like, why does she think that's such a big deal? And then I realized, oh my God, it's when the bus is going down the freeway. You know how they would always be in like a minivan next to us and they would pop the whole door open?
I forgot about that.
Me too. It's like a memory unlocked, you guys. They would pull the whole side slider door open and the cameraman would be holding onto the seatbelt and hanging out of the van, going like 70 miles an hour down the freeway, filming us to get that shot of us next to them.
Ghost
going
ride
down the highway.
Whip.
Yeah. And I just dangerous. Remembered all the crazy shit that the cameraman used to have to do. And like, even in the back, like if we're running around LA, they would pop the back of that minivan open and the cameraman would sit back there with somebody like holding on to him or her, but usually it was a guy, filming us while they're hanging out the back. Like, it was crazy.
How
the things
is that
they did.
Legal?
Well, I don't think it totally is, but they probably see it so much around LA. They let people get away with
wow,
it.
Wow, that's nuts.
But yeah, it just totally unlocked a memory for me when I went back and looked.
You know what unlocked a memory for me is Kendra has this pink Playboy purse in her lap. And I think we all had that purse. We were gifted it by licensing. And for some reason, seeing that purse, it just brought me back. Because like, I haven't thought of that purse in so long. And it's like, I can almost feel what it feels like to be like holding that purse. Too. So weird.
That's funny. So we're all having a good time. Everything seems to be going smoothly. And then Sarah asked Kendra if she brought her girl. And she's like, oh yeah, I have it. And then she thinks about it for another second and she starts looking through her bag and then the freak out happens. And you guys, we had to whip the bus off to the side of the freeway. And I don't know if you know, but it is so dangerous to be parked on the side of a freeway like that. And you can just see the cars ripping.
What? You can feel the cars whip by you and the car kind of shakes.
And we sat there for like 30 minutes while they called the mansion. And Kendra's like, look by my phone for the girl. Look in the bathroom for the girl. Over by my computer. My vibrator drawer. My like sending JD on a wild goose chase to find this girl. And it was in her purse the whole time.
That's funny. Did you guys think that if she had not found her grill, you would have really like turned around and wasted like 2 more hours going back to fetch the grill and then getting back on the road? Because that would have cut severely into your Vegas time.
Well, what were we going to do if they found the grill? Was somebody going to drive it to the bus or were we going to have to flip around and go get it? Were we going to meet halfway? Like what? I don't know what difference it would have made at this point. She left it. We're already on the freeway. She says in commentary later that we hadn't gotten that far, but we are on the 405. So we've gotten far enough to where it would be it would cause a lot of setback to have to turn around and go back. So I was just curious, what is the end game here? Like, who's bringing it to us? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I would think since you guys pulled over, the plan was, oh my God, we can't go further until we get this grill.
But why wouldn't we have flipped back and been on the phone while we're driving back? We're coming back for the grill. Can you meet us out at the gate? Like, get this to us.
I bet there was some like back and forth going on between like the crew and production and like, wait, what are we going to do? Is it worth it to go get the grill? Do we not? Because you guys are on a tight schedule.
Yeah. And then was the crew just going to send somebody back maybe to go get it if they
found it? I don't think that would have saved any time though, because it takes the same amount of time, you know.
But if we had separate, I don't know. And then it got me thinking, why is this such a big deal? And then I was thinking, I wonder, and I texted you about it, I wonder if this was like a paid campaign for her. I know it wasn't like that, those weren't as big as they are now, like an influencer campaign, but it very well could have been something that she was expected. They gave this to her, but she was expected to promote it in a certain way and at a certain time.
That could be. She does say somewhere, I don't know if it's commentary or where, that the whole point of the grill was she got it for her birthday and she wanted to wear it for her birthday. But they did already have the guy who made it on an episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like anything's possible. It could have been. And sometimes people, like the Playboy makeup people, even have expectations they don't even tell you. Like apparently I didn't promote the Playboy makeup enough after getting $250,000.
Right.
Which I didn't, guys, if you're not in on that joke. But I think that's just kind of how she is. I think she's very good at like creating drama for the cameras. Yeah. Like, oh my God, if we're missing a fork, it's a freak out moment. I mean, it could be either way, but yeah. I think it could also just be her being her. And she really like wanted to show off this grill.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you guys, and I'm pointing this out because we talked about it in our Steven interview. He was talking about Steven from security. And this is Steven from security on the phone.
And I love how he's kind of like giggling, like he knows this is so dumb. And like, what the fuck are we doing right now?
Yeah. Oh, and they're playing the same music while JD is running around looking for her grill. They play the same music that when Brian was looking for my polka dot bikini.
Oh, really? I didn't notice. That's so funny. It's funny they have specific music for like looking for things the girls can't find. Mm-hmm. Did you see when JD busts into the room, the housekeeper just looks astounded. Yeah. What's happening right now?
Yeah.
And maybe the housekeeping had it on for noise, but her TV's on in the room, even though she's gone. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. And I notice it's on all the time and they don't shut it off. It's crazy. It's crazy that they let it on for all these scenes and stuff because she was getting ready in her room with her grandma and stuff. It was on in the background. And I'm like, every once in a while, I see them forgetting to turn mine off in my room, but it's so rare. It was such a thing for them to come in and like turn off the radio or turn off the TV immediately. And I'm just like, how is hers always on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, so Kendra finds her grill. It's in her purse. She puts it back in her mouth. And I think it's funny. They cut to a scene where like all of us are just sort of staring at her like,
oh my God, the looks on your guys' faces. And obviously it's cut out of order. Like you guys weren't really dogging her, but the looks on people's faces are so fucking funny. I can't even handle it. I also have to ask you, why do you guys all have blankets? Was it cold in there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was cold in there. And I think just so we could all sleep and be cozy and stuff like that, because you'll see on the bus ride home, we use those blankets and pillows and stuff. Yeah. And I think it was early, so we could all take a nap or whatever on the way there. And I think we did.
Especially Kimberly Holland's face in those cutaways is so funny. She just looks like what happened was the worst thing ever. It's so funny.
Well, it definitely set us back.
So should we stop right before we get to Vegas and pick it up next week? Okay, yeah. So the mood's going to change next week. It's going to be a lot more fun on the show.
It gets crazy.
Yeah. And if you guys want more content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/girlsnextlevel. Find out what happened to Bridget in the cemetery. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.